This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, one and all. This is Les, VK5KLD, with the latest news from the Northeast Radio Club. And, of course, the big news is that we had to cancel the AGM yesterday and reschedule it for next Saturday, the 1st of August. All the arrangements are the same. Get to the hall at 144 Smart Road, St Agnes, at 2:15pm for a 2:30pm start. The cover charge is $5, and you're requested to bring some sweets to share with everyone. And you may also bring along your favourite beverage to consume if you so wish to. After the AGM business has concluded, there will be a general knowledge quiz conducted by Mick, VK5MCH, and that will be followed by the AGM dinner. Now, all these details are to be found on the Northeast Radio Club website. And don't forget to tune in to VK5RHO this afternoon at 3:30pm on 146.850MHz, with a 91.5Hz access tone, for the next in the Northeast Radio Club Amateur Technical segment, which today will be about the development of transistors. Now, there will be a callback following the talk, so please come up and give us your comments. And next Friday, the 31st of July, is the 5th Friday lunch, and it will be at the Modbury Hotel, 989 Northeast Road, Modbury. So get there at high noon for a good feed and fraternising. Well, that's all for now. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Our next event coming up at AREG is our monthly fox hunt. The next hunt will be held on Saturday, August the 1st at 2pm. The hunt will again start from Lefevre Road in North Adelaide, with the first event being a six-leg handheld sniffer hunt. This is a great come-and-try opportunity, as even if you don't have your own equipment, you can borrow one of the AREG club sets and come and have a go. After the sniffer hunt, our intrepid car-based teams will head off across the metropolitan area looking for three more hidden beacons on the 2-metre and 70-centimetre bands. Visitors to the event are welcome. You can contact us on the day via the VK5RSB Summertown 70-centimetre repeater on 439.9. Next up, some AREG repeater news. Our VK5RWN DMR repeater has now been transferred to the new IPSC3 National Network Hub, thanks to the work of Matt Perkins, VK2FLY. He's been developing the hub for some time now, with the aim of bringing new capabilities to the VK-DMR network. The new dashboard is available, and VK5RWN is connected through. So why not dust off your DMR radios and give it a try? Finally for this week, a reminder that our general meeting next month is also our AGM for 2026. We are looking for some new committee members to join the team, as we say thank you to our past president, Gerrit VK5ZQV, who is stepping down from the role after 3 years. If you feel you would like to become involved in steering AREG into the future, please consider nominating for the committee. At our AGM, we will also have a special presentation from Derek VK5TCP. He has been developing a community-provided distributed receiver network for aviation, maritime and amateur radio traffic, built from an operator's perspective and opened up to anyone with an SDR and antenna who can then join in. Derek will give us a demonstration of the system's capabilities and talk about some of the advanced features and strategies being considered as part of the project. By way of example, the current system is integrating air traffic control receive audio with air traffic ADS-B beacon reception to provide a very interactive display. He's also looking at integrating AIS, additional AM, FM and SSB amateur receivers, Meshtastic, Meshcore, scanners, remote switching and many things in the future. It continues to develop and expand the platform, and is looking for others to use it and contribute if you can. This will be a fascinating look at what can be done with SDR technology today, and is one not to be missed. So when is all this fun happening? Well, the AGM will be held on Friday, August the 21st, at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court in Fulham. Doors will open at 7 p.m, with the AGM being held at 7:30 p.m. The technical talk this month will be held just after the conclusion of the AGM, and tea and coffee will be served afterwards. Visitors are most welcome. We hope to see you there. So that's all for this week. And remember, radio is magic. 73 from Grant, AK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week's session brought you pretty much up to date with the recent flurry of events that have occupied our time and effort over the last couple of months. We now get a breather for the next 4 weeks until we again head out into the field to help the Southeast Automobile Club in the running of a touring road event to the northwest of Mount Gambier. It is hoped that during this time we can effect some repairs to our 80-40 metre dipole, because that is easily lowered to ground level. Unfortunately, the repairs to the antennas on top of the tower will have to wait for a while, as we now need to give some serious thought to replacing the tower itself, as it seems to have developed a rather bad case of rust. Like we ourselves, equipment also finds it hard to withstand the ravages of time. This will, more than likely, become a somewhat long-term project, as we will need to source a roughly 70-foot tower, which will need to be in excellent condition before we think about hiring cranes in order to fix antennas. Luckily, our group is in a good sound financial position, and the expenditure involved in this is not going to upset our standing very much. Progress on fitting out our new club trailer is nearing completion, and we have just decided that we should install a defibrillator and a decent first aid kit in it permanently. Those will be purchased as soon as possible, and the defibrillator and the first aid kit located in our club rooms will also get a going over to ensure that everything is in that is in there should be in and that all is up to date. These small things often get overlooked, and just when they become vitally important, we realise that some of the pieces we need are no longer usable. We are extremely fortunate in that our most recent members have turned out to be super enthusiastic and have rolled up their sleeves and got stuck into being very active and a highly valued part of our team. They have all volunteered to help at every event that we've had since they joined, and are proving to reinvigorate some of us older members with their can-do and let's get on with it attitude. Thank you to VK5LTM, VK5AGE, VK5GLB and VK5KCR. Well done. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam of VK5GA for Wison, South Australia. Yesterday, Wison SA had SA Pole provide traffic marshalling training for current members. Thanks to all that attended the training. All people that attended will be provided an official traffic marshalling card from SA Pole in the coming weeks. After the training, the AGM was conducted with an excellent attendance and had most of last year's committee returned for another year. Thanks goes to Stu VK5STU, who is stepping back after providing help in shaping the new constitution now in place. As per usual, the Wison SA Monthly Net will be held on the Adelaide Link Repeater System at 8 p.m. Sunday, 2nd of August. Please put this date in your calendar. Upcoming events calendar. 29th of August, Barossa Rally. It includes 7-day stages and 3-night stages. Please check your calendar to see if you can volunteer, as we still require more volunteers to help to support this event. You can go to rallybarossa.com.au and scroll down the page and select Register Now button and fill out the form. 16th, 17th and 18th of October, Adelaide Rally. To volunteer for the rally, go to www.adelaiderally.com.au/volunteers and scroll down the page and complete the form. If you are interested in becoming a member of WISN SA, please contact the Secretary on secretary@sa.wison.org.au. As per normal, this information will be posted on the WISN SA Facebook group and vk5.au forum with all the hyperlinks if you are able to volunteer for any of the rallies. Or you can contact myself via rally@sa.wison.org.au for more information on any of the rally support. Cheers from Adam of VK5GA on behalf of WISN South Australia.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.